Jackie Clark Chisholm to Glenda Clark Cole and Karen Clark Sear, the legendary Clark sister.
Good morning, everybody. Jesus brought the sunshine. We're going way back to Sunday morning. The Clark sisters. Remember that one? On the Circle Pulpit Painters Music Fair. Clark Sisters in Baltimore. Opening up today's edition of the Sunday Morning Change Experience. You brought the sunshine throughout the lifeline. Good morning, everybody. Come on in. Been such a change in my. Great everything. Really doesn't matter. Hey. The sunshine. Good morning, everybody. Come on in. Glad to have you today on the Sunday Change Experience, National Women's Month. It's such a change in my life. He'll make a difference in your life. Ooh. Jesus. Thank Jesus. He'll make a difference in your life. Yes. It's the Sunday Change Experience. Online church. Arise like me. Hey! You made my day. You made. Well, you came my way. Hallelujah. You made my day. You came my way. Well, it's the Clark sisters. Opening us up on this Sunday morning edition of the Sunday Change Experience. And we are glad that you came to be with us on our worship experience today. Going to ask you, if you would, to press the share button and share this experience with a friend or a loved one, a neighbor, somebody that you'd like to enjoy the Word of God today as we share on this Sunday or whenever you are watching this replay. We thank God for your life. I'm Apostle David Brown. I'm the founding pastor of Living Word Christian Center. We're now Living Word Ministries. Over 41 years of ministry in Baltimore. And we are online with church, and we're glad that you are joining with us today, wherever you are, all over the globe. I want to say good morning to our Living Word Ministries family. Good morning to our partners. Good morning to all of our friends. And good morning to all of our guests who are joining us for the first time as God has expanded this ministry. We have a larger footprint. Thank God for everyone who is watching wherever you are all over the globe. Good morning to my beautiful wife, Dawn. Good morning to my daughter, online campus minister, Sierra Brown. Good morning to my son, online campus minister, Justin Brown. Good morning to our illustrious first assistant, Pastor Clayton Rory Jr., and your wife, Elder Robin. Good morning to Miss April J., who is the CEO and the founder of WPB Media Networks. They take care of all of the editing for our ministry every Sunday morning, bringing you good-looking excellence because of all of the work that they are doing. And if you happen to be watching today and you want to be looking nice like we do every Sunday, in whatever media output that you have, you can reach out to Miss April J. at WPB Media, and she'll be happy to help you. Now, if you didn't know, the Sunday Change Experience, our weekly worship experience, can now be accessed Sundays, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the following sites and platforms: Spotify, Amazon Music, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on LinkedIn, we're on YouTube, and we are on WPBMediaNetworks.com. If you go to that website, WPBMediaNetworks.com, or tell people that they can go to WPBMediaNetworks.com and reach us on all of those media sites, and we are glad of it. So thank God. To God be the glory. And thanks again to Miss April J. and the WPB Media Network. So please help me to spread the word and press the share button as we get into the Word of God today. I want to speak to you today, and we're going to be talking all month, Sierra, Justin, and I, Pastor Clayton, Rory, all of us are going to be sharing from the theme of Women's Month. This is Women's Month, International Women's Month. Actually, we say National Women's Month, but it's celebrating women all over the world. And I want to speak to you today from the subject, listening, a woman's superpower. Listening, a woman's superpower. We celebrate women, we honor them, we uplift and recognize their contributions socially, economically, culturally, politically, spiritually, all of the achievements that God has anointed them and gifted them to do. We honor women this month. And as I sit here today, I'm grateful for all of the women who are part of my life, who've been a part of my life, who have influenced my life, and continue to do so, continue to influence my life. Thank God for women, and we are grateful for the ones that are in my life. My mother has gone on to be with the Lord. What a powerful witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a powerful example of Christ-likeness in the earth. She wasn't perfect. Nobody is. You know, I hear people say, she wasn't so perfect. Well, not to you, but sure was to me. Absolutely. You couldn't get any more perfect. Mary Brown, my mother, what a powerful woman of God, a prayer warrior, a praying woman of God, praying out loud, strong in the morning. You can hear her praying, seeking the face of the Lord. Thank God for my mother. Thank God for my wife, that my mother prophesied into my life. Dawn Michelle Brown was prophesied by my mother. She said, you're going to be his wife. And it happened. And we're so grateful for it. And I thank God for it. My wife is a blessing to me. I couldn't begin to tell you all of the ways that God has raised her up to be a blessing to me in my life. And I thank God for my sisters, Patty, Phyllis, Debbie, all gone on to be with the Lord. Thank God, grateful influences on my life. That's Phyllis. I tell you, she was something else. Wow, we were close. Phyllis and I, very, very close. And what a blessing she was to me in ministry, in my personal life. Just a blessing. Women are a blessing to the body of Christ. Then, of course, I have my daughters, Chanel Chinky Brown, Sierra, and China Smith Brown. All these women, young and vibrant and full of God, love God, fulfilling purpose in their own way. I never pushed them to do anything, but allowed them to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in their own lives and find their own way. And they're all doing great. We thank God for each and every one of them. What a blessing to have all of these women in my life. If I asked you to name some of the women in your life, I'm sure you could, in a way to honor the females that have influenced your life. I even remember some of the amazing women during my school years. I specifically remember Mrs. Couch, my junior high school teacher at Garrison Junior High. Mrs. Couch, I'll never forget her. Never forget her. What a powerful woman she was. And then in high school, there was a Mrs. Restivo, guidance counselor, my guidance counselor. We had friends that used to hang out in her office all the time. We didn't have a full schedule in the 12th grade, so we hung out at Mrs. Restivo's office. And she was a great, what a wonderful lady she was. Blessing to my life, and on and on and on. If I wanted to go on, I could go on. All of the women influences, thank God that God has his hand and has always had his hand on the lives of women. And one of the greatest qualities that God has given women, I believe, is the wonderful gift of listening. What a gift. Women are blessed with many, many, many gifts. And God gave them to man to be a help to us because we need it. And when God saw the need, he gave us woman. And one of her skills is the gift of listening. And my subject today is listening, a woman's superpower. I believe it's a superpower. And thank God for it. Going to go to James chapter number 1 and verse 19 in the NIV. James 1 and 19 in the NIV reads like this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak. Let me read that again. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak. Wow. Now it says everyone ought to be, but I know for a fact that women have a specific skill in that area when it comes to listening. Thank God for them. And you know the old saying, it said that God gave us two ears and one mouth because we need to be listening twice as much as we talk. That's the scripture. That's scripture. We should be listening twice as much as we talk. Two ears, one mouth. Heard somebody said, they mentioned that in their family one time, and their little kid, an 8-year-old, said, but we have two lips, two ears and two lips. Good point. But the two lips are part of the one mouth. Quick to listen. Most versions say hear, but it's specifically talking about listening. Listening, very, very, very skillful part of a woman's life. Good listening skills, we're going to talk about 5 points. I'm going to hold you long, then I'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. good listening skills are what builds relationships. One of the most important parts of a relationship, parents to children, husband to wife, neighbors, friends, whatever, you name it, the most important part of a relationship is having the right listening skills. And women have that. God innately put that on the inside of them to have the capacity as a, I'm calling it a superpower, to be able to listen. Good listeners seem to be more prominent among the female species than it is among the male species. It seems like women are always saying to their spouses and their male companions, are you listening? Did you hear me when I told you? So and so and so and so. Well, a lot of times we don't. We don't have that skill. But for women, it is a superpower, a superpower. Women just seem to be more sensitive to listening. Women seem to be more sensitive to the voice of God. Women seem to be more sensitive to hearing what God is saying and understanding what God is saying, not only to them, but to others around them. That's very vital, very important. That's why I call it a superpower. So I want to share with you five things that make having the right listening skills a superpower. Number one, when you listen without interrupting. Listening without interrupting. That is, I'm still working on that for me. Listening without interrupting. I say it's a superpower for women. It's not a superpower for me, but I'm working on it. God give me grace for more grace. To be able to listen without interruption. I call it interjecting. I always want to say something, interject. The person has it really, they maybe have not finished their thought, and I will interject and I'll say, in order to have a conversation, the other person has to be able to say something. But we have to learn to do that without interrupting, allowing a person to finish their thought, allowing a person to get their thought out. Because we got to learn to resist that temptation to jump in and finish somebody's thought, or jump in and hijack the floor and take over and just run our mouths, not really listening, but waiting for the opportunity to say something. So just listen. Number two, try your best to listen to understand. Number one, listen without interrupting. Secondly, try to listen to understand, not listen to try to figure out what you're going to say in response to that, or how to rebut it, or to refute it, or to sound better or come up with a better answer. No, listen to try to understand what the other person is saying. Try to understand the one speaking. Try to understand their feelings. Try to understand their perspective, where they're coming from. Try to understand their needs. That's listening with understanding. Women can do that more easily than men, but men can do it too. But we're talking about Women's Month, and we're talking about a superpower for women. Listening is one of those superpowers. Good listening is hearing what someone actually thinks, what they mean, what they feel. You have to, you're not going to get that if you're not listening. Listening helps you to understand how they feel. Listening helps you to understand what they're thinking. And you can ask something like this. If you're not getting it, ask, say, am I understanding you correctly? Am I understanding what you're saying? And then repeat back what you think they said, and say something like, did you mean such and such and such? And repeat back to them what you think they said, and then they can let you know whether they meant it that way or not. That's listening to understand, not listening to rebut or answer. So, in other words, don't assume what somebody means. Verify what they mean by asking them, did you mean this? So you're saying such and such and such. That's verifying what they're saying so that you're on the right communication line. That's good listening. Number three, this one is probably, I think, the most difficult, is listen without prejudice. Listening without prejudging. Listening without already having it in your mind what it is that you think that they're going to be saying out of their mouth. So you don't want to jump to conclusions. You want to listen without prejudice. If what someone is saying doesn't add up, just keep listening. Just keep listening. Maybe they'll say something that'll add to it that will make it add up. So if you feel that they're not making sense, listen a little longer. Let them talk a little more until you can get it. Proverbs in the Word of God says, he who answers a matter before he hears it, he who answers a matter before he hears it, if you answer a matter before you hear it, is folly and a shame to him. So when you hear more, the more that they elaborate could start to make sense to you. So be sure to listen without prejudice. Number four, listen without correcting. Listen without countering. Listen without jumping in and making a correction to what it is that they're saying. Because that can be devaluing to what a person is saying. That can be devaluing to the person in general. Saying things like, what did you expect? Saying something like, if you hadn't done this or if you hadn't said this, that's that correcting, that interrupting with correction. We don't need it. A good listener doesn't do that. Saying stuff like, you just being too sensitive. That's corrective communication. No, you want to listen and be a blessing. So when you make statements that are judgmental, prejudging somebody, a person is expecting you to be listening to understand. And when you interject and say those kinds of things, it's like you're devaluing them. And when you do that to people, people will start to put up a wall. They won't share with you. They'll put a wall up. They'll act like they're sharing with you, but they're not. Or they'll share superficially, surface stuff, and they won't go anything deeper than that because you don't have good listening skills. People will share and open up themselves to someone who is listening and placing a value on what it is that they're saying. And so you want to make sure you have those great listening skills so that people will not be guarded when they talk to you. They can be open with you. They can be honest with you. They can expose things that they wouldn't normally expose to somebody else who is going to jump in and be judgmental. Amen? All right, and number five, good listening skills, which women are exceptional in that area, good listening skills when you can give validation to the person speaking. Validating, that's number five, validating the person who is speaking. That simply means you're accepting their perception, you're accepting their perspective, you're accepting the way they see things. Amen. And it's a blessing when people feel that you are really, really listening and really, really hearing. People love it when people have good listening skills. And you can validate them by saying things like, after hearing what you said, after you shared with me, I can see why you're feeling the way you're feeling. That's validating. That's giving validation to somebody. Making what they say count and matter. That's why you'll keep people coming back to you when you validate or you're putting your stamp of approval on what it is that they're saying and giving them the liberty to say, I can say this to you. And when something else comes up in my life, you're the one I can talk to because you're a listener. So those are the five things that I had for you today with regard to listening. A woman's superpower seems to come natural for females. It just flows out of them naturally, be able to listen. Even when they're talking over you, a woman is listening. And you'll ask them, did you hear me say so-and-so? And they'll be able to repeat it back to you because even though they're talking, they're also listening. Now, they can strengthen themselves in these five areas that I'm sharing with you today. You ladies, you can strengthen yourselves in that and become even more proficient at your listening skills. But I believe it can become and evolve and develop into a superpower where you can really be a blessing to somebody. That's all I have for you today. Let's pray. And so, Father, we want to thank you today. We want to give you glory and honor. And we want to just praise your name for the ability that you've entrusted to women to give them the ability to listen, to genuinely appreciate the contributions that others make. And God, may every man, woman, boy, and girl learn from this superpower that women have, and may you instill into us those skills and those abilities to listen twice as much as we speak. Thank you for every woman who's been given that superpower. We want you to strengthen all of us in every area that we need strengthening in so that we can be quick to listen and slow to speak. And Father, when we speak, help us to speak by the guidance and the direction of the Holy Spirit so that everything we say will be in divine order and be a blessing to the hearer. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everyone in agreement with that prayer said, amen and amen. Now, I want to invite you to invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your life if you have not. If you've not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, can you stop and pray with me and do that right now? Just say, Lord, I invite you to come into my life today. I acknowledge that you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose on the third day. And I believe that with your help, my life will be better. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the very first time, I want you to let me know. Write me, email me, and let me know that you prayed that prayer for the first time. And I'll send you some free materials that will help you to develop your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just email me today. Let me know. I prayed that prayer with you online today on the Sunday Change Experience, and I want you to send me the free information. My email address is drdavidhbrown@yahoo.com. That's drdavidhbrown@yahoo.com, and I will be looking for your response, and I'll get back to you right away. I'll send you some resources. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. Now, stay tuned for some exciting announcements coming up, put together by Pastor Clayton Rory Jr., and he'll have those for you right after I pray the final prayer that we call the benediction. It's a prayer that Moses prayed over the people of Israel, and I'll pray that prayer over you in just a few moments. But first, here's a part of the worship experience today that you can be a part of. It's giving, tithing, and sowing seed into the kingdom of God. We can only do what we do with your help in reaching this world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, thank all of you who give. I appreciate it. We thank God for your life. Everyone who gives, everyone who tithes. You say, well, I'm not a tither or giver. You can start today, and I'll give you the five ways that you can sow seed into this ministry. And I'll be believing God with you, standing in faith with you, that God will multiply your seed sown 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold, according to Deuteronomy 1:11. We're going to put those five ways to give right on the screen. You can give by Cash App, $LWM Cathedral 1. That's LWM Cathedral 1 to give by Cash App. We always say each week, take a screenshot of the five ways to give so that you can have them ready when you are ready to give if you're not ready right now. You can also sow your seed through Zelle using the email address mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. That's mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. You can also download the Tithely app, T-I-T-H-E.L-Y. Download the Tithely app and type in Living Word Baltimore and give through the Tithely app. You can also give by text, by texting the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 844-459-0749. And you can mail checks and money orders to our brand new mailing address, to Living Word, 6400 Baltimore National Pike, Suite 170A, PM Box 221. And the zip code is Baltimore, Maryland, 21228. We'll be happy to hear from you and thank God for your giving again in Jesus' name. Remember to follow us all week on our social media. All of our platforms can be reached. Our handle is David Brown, G51. David Brown, G51. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We're on X, formerly Twitter. We're on LinkedIn, and we're also on Threads. Follow us all week. We have the word for you every morning, and then great posts all week long. And so now the benediction. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a great week. Make it a great Sunday, and make it a great week, everybody.